Mishnah Gimel. The point of this Mishnah is to tell us that the Kora, the crossbeam, which is used as the sign at the entranceway of the Mavui, it has to appear to be quite a permanent part of the entranceway, and it has to remind people and be a significant sign, so it has to be very recognizable. And therefore the beam has to be at least a tefach wide, the width of a fist. Now the way that the Mishnah is going to tell us that it has to be a tefach wide is quite a roundabout and more complicated way. Talks about bricks and holding bricks, and the reason for that is to show the reason why it has to be a tefach wide. The reason why it has to be a tefach wide is to make sure that it's a permanent part, that it's a strong beam, it can even carry bricks. And so the Mishnah tells us that HaKira Sha'omru, the beam which the Chachamim talked about in the previous couple of Mishnayos, it has to be Rechovak de Lekabel Oriach, wide enough to hold an Oriach. Now what's an Oriach? So the Mishnah says, V'Oriach, an Oriach is Chatzil Veino Shel Shleisha Tfachim, half a brick which is 3 tefachim wide. So that means that an oriach is 1.5 tefachim wide. So the beam has to be wide enough to hold a brick which is 1.5 tefachim wide. However, if you think about it, that doesn't mean that the beam itself has to be 1.5 tefachim wide. Rather, da'ala k'irosh te'irachov tefach. It's enough for the beam to be 1 tefach wide, and it can still hold an oriach which is a bit wider. To be able to hold an oriach on its lengthways. So the oriach altogether is 1.5 tefachim wide. If you put it in the middle of the beam, so you would have half a tefach altogether on either side. So really a quarter of a tefach poking out on either side of the beam. But that's okay, that can still be held by a beam which is a tefach. But again, the point of the Mishnah is just to tell us that for it to be considered a real sign, the beam has to be at least a tefach wide, so that it appears permanent and reminds people not to carry in the Rishus HaRabim.